Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fearlessly Fluent Fast by Ryan Johnson, positions itself as a practical, confidence-forward guide for adults who want to learn a new language quickly by borrowing principles commonly associated with how children acquire speech. Rather than focusing on heavy grammar study, the book emphasizes building usable speaking ability through consistent daily exposure, simple routines, and mindset shifts that reduce fear of mistakes. The promise is straightforward: compress your path to conversational fluency by using a set of neuro-linguistic learning hacks that prioritize listening, imitation, and real-world usage. The framing encourages readers to treat language as a skill built through repetition, feedback, and playful experimentation, not a test of intelligence. Johnson's approach appeals to self-learners who feel stuck in apps or classrooms and want a clearer plan for what to do each day, what to practice first, and how to keep momentum for about 3 months. It reads like an action guide, aiming to remove friction and replace it with simple, repeatable habits that make speaking feel natural faster. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adopting a childlike learning mindset and removing fear. A central theme is that adults often learn slower, not because their brains cannot learn languages, but because they carry fear, perfectionism, and self-judgment into practice. The book's childlike approach highlights traits that make kids effective learners: curiosity, tolerance for ambiguity, and willingness to repeat simple phrases without embarrassment. Johnson emphasizes that confidence is not a reward that arrives after fluency. It is a tool you practice alongside vocabulary and pronunciation. By reframing mistakes as useful feedback, the reader can start speaking earlier, which accelerates progress because real speaking exposes gaps that passive study hides. The book also encourages lowering the barrier to action by using small daily commitments, celebrating tiny wins, and tracking streaks to build identity as a language learner. This mindset theme ties directly to faster results because it reduces avoidance behaviors like endless note-taking, over-reliance on translation, and waiting until you feel ready. The practical takeaway is to prioritize messy communication early, focus on being understood rather than being perfect, and build emotional resilience so that daily practice remains sustainable over weeks and months. Secondly, listening first, training your ear to build natural speech. Johnson's fast fluency framing leans on the idea that strong listening is the gateway to confident speaking. Adults frequently start with reading and grammar, but the book highlights how children absorb rhythm, intonation, and common phrases through massive listening long before they speak in full sentences. This topic centers on increasing exposure to comprehensible input, meaning material you can mostly follow, so your brain can map sounds to meaning repeatedly. The benefit is twofold. Pronunciation improves because you internalize the sound system, and speaking becomes easier because you start recalling whole chunks of language rather than constructing every sentence from rules. The book encourages building a daily listening routine using short segments you can repeat, shadow, or mimic. It also points towards selecting content that matches your level and goals, such as beginner dialogues for travel or simple conversations for everyday life. Over time, repeated listening helps reduce the common problem of knowing words on a flashcard but not recognizing them in real speech. By putting listening at the center, the reader develops a more automatic feel for the language, which supports faster, more natural conversation. Thirdly, chunking and high-frequency language for rapid usability. Another key topic is prioritization. Not all words, phrases, or grammar patterns deliver equal value in early fluency. The book's hacks orient readers toward high-frequency language and chunking, learning ready-to-use phrases that cover many situations rather than memorizing isolated vocabulary lists. This mirrors how children pick up formulaic expressions and reuse them across contexts, adjusting them gradually as they learn more. By focusing on phrases like "I want to," "can you," or "I am going to," learners gain the ability to express needs and intentions quickly, even with limited vocabulary. Johnson's approach implies that a smaller set of well-practiced building blocks can outperform broader but shallow knowledge. The explanation also aligns with the idea of reducing cognitive load. If you can retrieve a chunk automatically, your attention is free to listen, respond, and manage conversation flow. In practice, this topic encourages curating a personal phrase bank tied to your daily life, repeating it aloud, and recycling it in conversations and writing. This makes progress feel immediate because you can communicate sooner, which increases motivation and reinforces the habit loop needed to reach a 3-month goal. Fourthly, daily micro-practice systems that create momentum, speed, comes less from heroic study sessions and more from consistency, and the book treats routine design as a core accelerator. Johnson emphasizes short, repeatable daily practices that fit into real schedules, such as commuting, breaks, or evening wind-down time. The goal is to make language contact unavoidable and frictionless, mimicking how children learn through constant exposure instead of occasional study. This topic covers setting a simple daily plan that includes a mix of listening, speaking, and review, while keeping tasks small enough that you do them even on low-energy days. It also highlights the value of repetition across days, revisiting the same audio, the same phrase list, and the same speaking prompts until they become automatic. By narrowing the daily menu of activities, the reader avoids decision fatigue and the common trap of switching resources too often. The book's framing supports measuring progress through practical milestones, such as being able to introduce yourself smoothly, handle basic questions, or survive a short conversation without panic. A reliable micro-practice system compounds quickly, turning 3 months into a realistic window for noticeable conversational gains. Lastly, speaking early, feedback loops, mimicry, and real conversation, the promise of speaking in a few months, depends on creating frequent feedback loops, and this topic focuses on how to start talking before you feel ready. Johnson's childlike angle suggests learning through imitation, repeating what you hear, and building comfort with the sounds and mouth movements of the language. Rather than treating speaking as an advanced stage, the book encourages a speak from day one philosophy using controlled tools such as shadowing, rehearsed mini dialogues, and simple role plays. The purpose is to bridge the gap between knowing and doing by practicing retrieval under time pressure, the same pressure you face in real conversation. This topic also emphasizes using interaction for correction and calibration, whether through tutors, language partners, or low-stakes speaking opportunities. The reader learns to value clarity, rhythm, and communicative intent over complex grammar. With repeated short speaking reps, learners start to automate common responses and reduce hesitation. The topic supports a practical view of fluency as functional, being able to navigate everyday interactions, ask questions, and respond naturally. By treating speaking as daily training rather than an occasional performance, the reader can accelerate progress and build the confidence that keeps the whole system running. In conclusion, this book is best for adult beginners and returning learners who feel they have studied languages before but still freeze when it is time to speak. It also fits busy professionals, travelers, and self-learners who want a simple plan built around daily habits rather than academic coursework. The main benefit is that it pushes language learning into real life. You practice listening and speaking in small, repeatable sessions, you learn high-utility phrases, and you build the emotional resilience to communicate before you are perfect. That combination can improve your life quickly by making travel easier, expanding job options, and increasing confidence in multicultural settings. Compared to many similar language books that lean heavily on grammar explanations or long vocabulary lists, Johnson's approach is positioned as action-oriented and motivational, emphasizing speed through consistency, imitation, and practical feedback loops. The kid-like framing can be especially helpful if you overthink learning or get discouraged by mistakes. If you want a compact guide that prioritizes usable conversation and provides a mindset and routine framework you can apply to any language, this book is worth buying as a focused roadmap for your first 3 months of serious practice. If you would like to support Ryan Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around. Tune down here.